caution. You are about to enter another dimension. A state that exists between reality and sheer lunacy.
What's my ticket number? I'm telling you, the server is down.
The following material may be disturbing to your sense of logic. Listener discretion is strongly advised. This story was relayed to me by a dude named Devin. Several years ago, Devin had a support job where he helped the executives for a large blue chip company. At the time, Devin ran a team of 4 support reps. This team's sole purpose was to support high-ranking executives and their administrative assistants. Now, at the time of this story, the new iPhone X was coming out. Devin and his team knew how important it was to beat problems to the punch, so they prepped themselves for the flood of requests for the new iPhone. This meant prioritizing the requests to match the order of the company hierarchy. Basically, the higher up the food chain, the faster you get a new iPhone X. At the start of week 1 of iPhone Mania 10, an executive assistant by the name of Helen submitted a ticket request to get both herself and the executive she supports a new 256GB iPhone X. Devin was able to approve the request for the executive, but the executive's assistant was denied due to the fact that she had just been issued an iPhone 7 a couple of months ago. After the initial denial, she began to make a big stink about it.
That's ridiculous! That's ridiculous! No!
The next day, a support ticket from Helen shows up. In the ticket, she stated that her current iPhone 7 doesn't turn on. It finished with a second request for an iPhone 10. Devin asked someone on his team to go and investigate the situation. Within 20 minutes, he received a text. The text said that the phone was so wet it looked like it was soaked in a glass of water, and the screen was heavily cracked. When asked about it, Helen simply said,
"I was just using it and it fell into my coffee mug."
So Devin explained to his manager what just happened. Context was the key. Afterwards, Devin located a spare 64GB silver iPhone 6S. This phone was returned when the previous owner departed the company. He called and had the SIM card reprovisioned. Then he reassigned the phone in AirWatch so it could replace Helen's coffee phone. At the time, AirWatch was a software they used to manage multiple corporate iPhones. This way, they could make sure all the phones had the right apps and security updates. Later on that day, Helen showed up ranting and raving about how she can't work like this. She needs a new phone. And if we don't give her one, her boss will make us do it. At this point, Devin is starting to get ticked. But still, he calmly told her that the iPhone 6S was just a loaner, and once the process was finalized, a permanent replacement will be sourced and delivered. The next day, the process was finalized, and the iPhone 10 request was denied. Her loaner phone was the new permanent phone. And once she found out, well, you already know.
Whatever.
Now it's Thursday, and here comes a new support ticket from Helen. This time the ticket said that the loaner iPhone was broken and it needed to be replaced. This time, Devin went to investigate the issue himself. He saw the phone and it looked like it was ran over by a dump truck several times. The screen was shattered and part of the phone was cracked. Devin looked at Helen and simply asked, "What happened? This phone was perfect this morning."
"It slipped out of my hands and fell down the stairs."
Devin's no fool. He knew what was going on. Devin asked Helen which stairwell she dropped the phone and when did it happen. Helen complied. Devin took the mangled phone back to his office. Apparently, the area where she said the phone fell had security cameras. Devin and his manager were able to pull the feed for the day and time she said the phone fell down the stairs. The video showed Helen walking up the concrete stairwell. When she reached the top, she immediately threw the loaner phone down the stairs to the flight below. After it landed, she stepped on it and then kicked it down another flight of stairs. It banged off the metal fire door. She picked it up and tossed it down the stairs again. And just like that, Devin was off to the HR department. A meeting was quickly set up with the director of the people team. The support tickets, the two damaged corporate phones, the stairway video. This was all too much for HR to ignore. Helen's time with the company had now come to a close. And as she was escorted off company grounds, while yelling at staff and security about being framed, Devin sat back at his computer, closed out the ticket, and just laughed. There is very little to comment here, save for this small aside. Be careful not to get ahead of yourself. Mind your ego and don't allow it to run your world. Don't crave the idea of feeding it by abusing others with the power you have over them. Or you too might end up as another closed ticket from the hell desk.
When you subscribe to Tech or Die, you no longer have to keep track of when the newest episodes drop. You don't have to hunt for Tech or Die. The show comes to you. Tech or Die is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and several other popular podcast directories. Subscribe so you don't have to keep track of when the newest episode drops. Tech or Die, baby.